Good evening, everyone. You're in the right place at the right time. This is Coast to Coast AM, blasting out of the Mojave Desert like a Scirocco, blazing across the land, into your town, into your home, slamming into your radio like a supercharged nanoparticle of unobtainium. Greetings to all of you from the boldest, bawdiest, most outrageous city in the world, the planetary capital of sun, fun, sin, sex, and secrets, my not-so-humble hometown, Las Vegas, Nevada. My name is George Knapp, your occasional host, designated driver of the airwaves, and moderator of tonight's upcoming cacophony of conversation. Glad to be back with you once again. Millions of you are still hunkered down in your homes because of the terrible storms that have battered much of the country. Heck, it's Valentine's weekend, so if you happen to be snowed in with your sweetie, things could be worse, I guess. Here in the West, unseasonably warm. I don't mean to rub it in, but we had temperatures in the mid-70s and sunshine today. People driving around town with their rag tops down, wearing shorts and sunglasses, as if they're heading for the beach or the pool. Or whether you're snuggled up under a pile of blankets or you're enjoying balmy desert breezes here in the West, you are more than welcome to spend the next few hours with us for what I hope will be an eye-opener of a program. You've heard of Agent 007, of course, the fictional spy with the license to kill. Tonight, we are joined by 001, the psychic spy with a license to snoop, sort of. Regarded as the best remote viewer our government ever had, whose ability to project his consciousness through space and even through time allowed him to peer into otherwise inaccessible areas to access information simply not available through other means. Joe McMonagle is his name. He worked with the U.S. Army's psychic spy program, but also with the CIA, DIA, NSA, FBI, and other intelligence outfits, and was responsible for a long list of successes, some of them still classified. But he's also been on the forefront of private consciousness research, and in the course of his cosmic journeys, he's learned some mind-boggling stuff, things about our future and our past, about other intelligent life in the universe, and about what happens to us when we die. Joe's led an amazing life and is currently helping regular folks like us learn how to do some of the same things he's done. We'll hear about his life, his exploits, and his current projects coming up in hour two of tonight's program. And I think you'll have a chance to ask some questions of your own in that last hour tonight. Before that, I wanted to jump into this subject ever since I saw the newspaper headline some weeks ago. The stories were carried all over the country. You probably saw them in your local paper. Basically, the story was vitamins do no good. You're wasting your money if you buy vitamin supplements. It's a scam. You don't need them. They do no good. And I thought to myself, I don't know how they rigged that study to come up with such a preposterous result, but I'm sure somebody pulled a fast one. The idea that medical science knows that vitamins are good for us, that they're vital to our health, that vitamin C, for example, prevents scurvy. How long have we known that? That D is important to our overall health. Doctors even prescribe this stuff. Pharmacies sell it at a marked up price, of course. So why this war on vitamins? Who is yanking our chain here? And I figured one guy who would know is health journalist and radio talk show host Bill Sardi, who has been on my guest on the program before. If you've heard Bill, you know he's no fan of Big Pharma. He doesn't pull punches. He knows a lot of the tricks that they pull because he used to be part of that world. Coming up in just a few minutes, Bill will join me to talk about this new round of studies trying to convince you to not take vitamins. If you like a good conspiracy story as much as I do, I think you'll be curious about how this went down and where it's heading. Time permitting, we'll have a few of your questions for Bill during this hour. A couple of news items first. Prosecutors in Florida are saying they will pursue a second trial against Michael Dunn. He's the central figure in the so-called Loud Music murder trial. On Saturday, a jury deadlocked on the most serious charge, murder, but found Dunn guilty of three counts of attempted murder for shooting at three people outside a convenience store. The state says he's going to get a minimum of 20 years for each of those counts. So even if he is not convicted of murder in a second trial, assuming that goes forward, he will essentially be in prison for life. The guy, I think, is 47 years old now. A reality show preacher known for his handling of poisonous snakes has died of snake bite. CNN reporting that Kentucky pastor Jamie Coots If you've seen him on television, you know he's an ardent Pentecostal preacher who believed he could not be harmed by snake bites so long as he was a true believer. He refused to be treated after he suffered a bite at his church and died, according to authorities in Middleborough. In the Naps News section on the Coast website, Webmaster Lex and I have compiled a smattering of stories we thought would be of interest to you. As someone whose livelihood depends on the sanctity of the First Amendment, one of those stories is an eye-grabber. A new analysis of press freedoms around the world shows a big nosedive for the USA compared to other countries. The U.S. dropped to number 26, the number 26 spot in the world when it comes to press freedoms, largely because of all the fuss about whistleblowers and leaks and revelations about widespread government surveillance, including spying on journalists, attempts to plug leaks, heavy-handed tactics used to make potential whistleblowers keep their mouths shut or else. We have the full story posted on the Coast site under Naps News. Also there, a trio of scientific stories, one about attempts to find signs of extraterrestrial life in space dust, another about how we might really have to use nuclear weapons someday to deflect a planet-killing asteroid. We've seen that strategy used in the movies with varying degrees of success. This is being studied for actual use, and it's a pretty cool story. And then there's also a story about a theoretical technology that could get you to Mars in a big hurry, 3 hours, in fact. That's how long the crew from Gilligan's Island was supposed to be gone, right? A three-hour tour. I don't know when this technology will be available, but sign me up for it. The story is, again, on the website if you want to take a look. And then finally, I should mention a sobering story about what's likely to happen to cancer rates over the next 20 years or so. A hint, or certainly not dropping, and maybe Bill Sardi will have something to say about that. I'll mention one other story that's there as well. And this is kind of a think piece that needs to be read slowly and absorbed. So when you got some time, it's about the end of the world, or rather, why we don't think about long-term time as it applies to our future. Why we have such a pessimistic or short-range view of time over the long run. Check out those stories and more on the Coast website when you get a chance. Time now to take our first break. When we come back, Bill Sardi and the war on vitamins. I'm George Knapp, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast, I'm George Knapp. You know, we Americans spend about $28 billion per year on nutritional supplements. That includes vitamins. And we seem to prefer the multivitamin tablets based on sales data. But scientists, who may or may not have friendly ties to the pharmaceutical industry, say it's all been a waste of time and money. We're all being duped. I don't know if you saw these headlines a couple of weeks ago, but I saved a couple of them. The LA Times, the headline in this story was, "How do Americans waste $28 billion a year on vitamins, doctors say? Stop buying vitamins," is the first sentence in the first paragraph there. There was a medical journal article that was reported in USA Today. Medical journal, case closed against vitamin pills. The latest studies have medical experts saying case closed. It's time for consumers to stop wasting money on vitamins and supplements because they have no proven benefits and some possible harms. And I thought to myself, what the heck is going on there? This seems like such an odd thing for these scientists to pursue. And I figured the guy to talk to about it would be health journalist Bill Sardi, who's been my guest on this program before. And as you know, if you heard him any time before, that he doesn't pull any punches. And obviously, Bill has a different take on these recent studies, so I asked him to come back. Bill, good to have you on the show.
Thank you. And the answer to this is real simple. It's cheap vitamins. You're spending $6 a month on something. And unfortunately, it says 100% of the recommended daily allowance on the back of the label. But as Oregon State University said, Linus Pauling Institute, these studies are flawed because the vitamins aren't even getting absorbed. Most older people, now 52% of the public has a little bug in their digestive tract called H. pylori, shuts off the acid-secreting cells in our stomach, and we simply don't even absorb them. So it's not like they're worthless. It's just that we need a better dose as we get older, and they're pointing out what we need are blood level studies with this, and most of these studies don't do a blood level. So we can't blame the vitamins when we have this other issue. We're going to tell you how to fix this absorption problem and kill off this H. pylori, by the way. But the issue is, and they're saying well-nourished adults. This is where this applies. Okay, that wouldn't be diabetic smokers, pregnant females, athletes, growing kids, nutrient-depleting drug users, low stomach acid, as I said, 52% of the public, and none of the 7 out of 10 people are taking these nutrient-depleting drugs. So who's left? I mean, the answer to this, and we have to go to a different branch of the government over here, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And in light of these statements, which are saying, you know, Wall Street Journal says today's snake oil, vitamins. Wall Street Journal says stop buying vitamins, just get a massage. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says, and a big list here, how many Americans are deficient in vitamin A? 54%. Vitamin C, 42%. Vitamin E, 86%. Vitamin B1, 18%. Zinc, 29%. Magnesium, 15%. Vitamin B6, 26%. Vitamin B9, which is folic acid, 40%. I could go on and on. Those are just huge vitamin deficiencies. That means our food fortification program is flawed. We should have been fortifying the food so we wouldn't need to buy the vitamins. They're gaming us, and they're planting a certain level of disease to treat in the population by leaving us, of course, nutrient depleted. And they don't want to address this. There is no prevention in modern medicine. Let each disease occur, and then we'll treat it, no prevention. And you brought up the issue of cancer. Yes, we're going to have an explosion as cancer is an age-related disease. We have this burgeoning aging population. And do we have one cancer preventive measure? None. So they've proposed the metformin is the anti-diabetic drug as an anti-cancer remedy. Now, we're years away from this. I'm not suggesting everybody go on metformin because you'll end up to be vitamin B12 deficient. But the point is metformin is very much like a little drug you can get that's a natural drug, nature's medicine at a health food store called resveratrol. They're very similar in their action and how it works. And, of course, in 1997, resveratrol, the red wine molecule, a researcher for the National Cancer Institute declared it the most profound anti-cancer molecule on the planet. That got buried, and nobody's touched the subject since.
Let me ask you this. You know, this study that I was quoting, the one that was mentioned in the LA Times, it says the bulk of the article is about multivitamins. We don't see any benefit to multivitamins. And then the extrapolation is all vitamins are worthless. Is there a difference between, say, the multivitamin and say, pure vitamin C or D?
Well, Dr. Sames pointed out that the population in America that most needs the nutrition are people that are disadvantaged and certainly don't have the incomes, and their diets are poor, and we need to make up for that. And the amount of gene mutations emanating from just a poor diet is equivalent to what we would get from being out in outer space and getting radiation. A poor diet leads to these gene mutations that then leads to the disease and the cancer we're talking about. So a multivitamin, this is Dr. Bruce Ames in UC Berkeley, renowned scientist, saying most of America needs a multivitamin. Now this, the one they're talking about, you buy for $6 a month. I mean, it's not going to work. It doesn't mean you have to pay a lot of money. There was a study done in 1990. I have it here on my desk. Even after a multivitamin was taken, 33% of the people were still deficient in niacin, vitamin B3, 39% deficient in vitamin B6, 18% deficient in B12. It's the malabsorption problem is a great big thing in older adults. And how do we fix it? You fix it by killing off H. pylori, that we have this nasty little parasite in our digestive tract. How are we going to kill it off? And there's a little form of zinc in the health food store, zinc carnosine, and you may not be able to find it is the issue. So what can we use that we know? And the answer is garlic. And the answer is, unfortunately, you're going to have to use a fresh clove of garlic and crush it because the garlic pills don't have the substance in it, allicin, that is made in a fresh crushed garlic clove. Now, the problem is, how do you get that down? Because if you do this every day, you're going to have esophagitis, you're going to burn your throat, your stomach's going to burn, and you're going to have, it's just too pungent to get a crushed clove of garlic down. If you take a garlic pill, your stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes the key antibiotic molecule called allicin. So the stomach acid, we got to neutralize it. There is a garlic pill on the market that alkalinizes or buffers it so that as the capsule opens up, in 9 seconds later, you'll get this allicin if you can just buffer it with alkaline minerals so the stomach acid doesn't destroy the enzyme. And if you go to my website, the BillSardiShow.com or HealthAndWealthShow.com, thank you to George Knapp. You helped me get a local radio show here in Las Vegas. But BillSardiShow.com or HealthAndWealthShow.com, and we have a little whiteboard. If you don't see it up there when you get there, it'll be there within the hour. And I explain why and how you can get garlic to work for you. And understand, all of Western civilization is going to go down here. We have this antibiotic resistant problem. The antibiotics don't work. We're going to go back to the Dark Ages. We already have 23,000 people a year dying from antibiotic resistant infections. We've got, Campylobacter, Salmonella, E. coli, tuberculosis. These are all running rampant. We have overgrowth of yeast called Candida albicans because we're on high fructose corn syrup. And what is the antidote to all of these things? Allicin in garlic. Now, the trick is, how do you get it? You've either got to get it out of a fresh clove. And unfortunately, there's a seedy side of the supplement industry, and there's a lot of products there that say allicin on the label, and they're all imposters. So they pretend to make allicin because they test their products in a dish of water, which is neutral pH, but if you put it in vinegar, which is a pH of 2, like simulate stomach acid, there's no allicin made at all, but somehow the labels are allowed to say this.
Let me back up for a second. Back to the discussion of the study.
Yes.
Seems to me that the premise is obviously flawed. If your premise is anybody who's eating a balanced diet doesn't need vitamin supplements or won't benefit from it, you got a pretty big chunk of the population at any given time that obviously that doesn't apply to. I don't know anybody that eats a balanced diet all the time.
Well, I mean, what happened is the government had their the National Institutes of Health had their 5 plant foods a day diet. This is what they suggested for a number of years. So the 5 a day fruits and vegetables program went on. They embarrassingly admitted in the British Medical Journal, not here, the news media hit it, that diet abjectly failed. There was no reduction in mortality for cancer or heart disease. You can't get there with the best diet. So they now have 9 to 13 servings of plant foods with no evidence that does anything against mortality either. And if you don't have any fruits and vegetables in breakfast, you've got to get 9 to 13 in the next 2 meals. It's impossible. And, of course, we're asking people to eat more food while we're telling them to eat less food, you know. So it gets a little confusing. Certainly, we want to promote those things, but to most Americans, vegetables is a slice of tomato in your hamburger and a piece of lettuce.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's honestly, and ketchup, by the way, is one of the better consumed vegetables in America. This is the list, unfortunately. So, you know, multivitamins and things would make up for this gap and certainly should. I wrote a whole book on this, on multivitamins, and if people can catch up with it. I'm not here to sell a book tonight, but the issue is that you get a good multivitamin, and it should do this. Unfortunately, we're being gamed because the back of the label says 100% of the recommended daily allowance, and that's not sufficient, especially if you're taking medicines that block this or if you've got this H. pylori bug, which we'll all have in our lifetime. So how do we get after this? Do you know that all of us, I mean, they just made an announcement within the last couple of months. There's a little bug called Clostridium perfringens. We've all got it in our digestive tract, and that's the guy that causes multiple sclerosis. Now, how would you like to get him out of your digestive tract? He sits there and waits to start multiplying over your lifetime somewhere when your immune system crashes, and then it gets going and emits something called the epsilon toxin, goes to your brain, you have multiple sclerosis. How do you clean out your digestive tract without using the antibiotics, which causes the antibiotic resistance? And the best molecule we can find on the planet is going to be this allicin from garlic. The trick is, don't fall for the allicin pretenders at the health food store. dietary supplements can be mislabeled, and this is one of the egregious ones, is the Allison story. Go to BillSardi.com or HealthAndWealthShow.com, and I have a little whiteboard presentation coming up there, and you
All
can
right.
see how we tell you how to do this. A fresh
All
clove of garlic, if you crush it, you've got Allison. Your problem is, how do you get it down? There's a way to do it without the pungency and the odor.
All right. We're going to take a short break, Bill, and when we come back, I want to get into sort of the conspiracy side of this. Who's behind it, why they're pulling it, what they want us to do, and whether or not the studies are true that there is potential harm from vitamins and supplements. And we go into the break, and beware the juju eyeball. We'll be back with more Coast to Coast AM. We're talking with Bill Sardi about the schizophrenic approach of modern medicine to vitamins and vitamin supplements, whether or not they're good for us or bad for us. Medicine can't seem to make up its mind. We'll see one study one day that has a positive result, and then, as we mentioned, there's this new study or series of studies that say it's no good, it's a waste of time. Is it a conspiracy? And if so, who's trying to benefit here? We'll get into that when we come back and try to get to a couple of your calls as well. And then Joe McMonagle joins us at the top of the hour. Stay with us. Much more Coast to Coast AM to come. Bill Sardi, I mentioned during the break that modern medicine seems a bit schizophrenic when it comes to vitamins and vitamin supplements. On one hand, you have studies like the one we're talking about. They do no good. They're a waste of time. They might cause harm. They're a waste of money. At the other hand, I know that doctors know that there are benefits. They tell us to eat a balanced meal so we get vitamins. They even prescribe vitamins. I've seen vitamin D prescribed in high doses as a medicine. You know, they want it to go away on one hand, and on the other hand, they'd like the FDA to control it all so they could prescribe it all. It seems like sowing confusion on purpose.
They certainly know, the big pharma certainly knows, that the biological action of every prescription drug can be duplicated with a dietary supplement, amino acid, a vitamin, a mineral, fish oil, these kinds of things. So they know all that, and that means, this goes back to Senator William Proxmire in the 1970s, trying to make the supplements drugs. Then the 1994 challenge, where the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act was passed, to try to keep them from making dietary supplements into drugs. And of course, you hear the dig on this. They're not regulated. They are certainly regulated. Dietary supplement business is regulated. Doesn't mean they're all complying with the rules, but they are regulated, and certainly, you know, they're cleaning up a lot of things. They have the FDA itself drug its feet over creating the good manufacturing practices for the dietary supplement industry. Took 10 years to do it while they were taking them to task that there's no quality in the supplements. Well, it was the FDA that was dragging their feet on how to define that. By the way, George, when I appear on this show, when I'm on here, I have 212 emails here in the last 10 minutes, and they all want to know. I do have a book. It's called The Truth About Vitamins and Minerals. It was about multivitamins. It's still in print. If you're interested, look it up on the internet, because most of the inquiries here are about that. But I have a little freebie for your audience. VitaminSupplementAnalyzer.com. It's something I created. It's free for the Coast to Coast audience, VitaminSupplementAnalyzer.com. If you're confused, you want to analyze your own multivitamin or your entire dietary supplement regimen, you can go to VitaminSupplementAnalyzer.com. And only the Coast to Coast listeners, if you go there in the next week, you can get this. Just go in, register. They'll send you a passcode back, and you can get in and analyze your own multivitamins, your entire dietary supplement regimen, see whether you're taking the right dose, or whatever your questions are, you can forward them to me. And there's no commercials there. VitaminSupplementAnalyzer.com. It's free to Coast listeners if you want to take advantage of it. They're trying to make them all drugs. That's what they want to do. The prescription, the blockbuster prescription drugs, the patents are expiring. And, of course, they've got to make up for that wealth some way. The currently made drugs are not as good as drugs that were made 10 years ago. As the patents expired on the good drugs, they introduced patents that the new molecules that don't work as well. The FDA is hiding this, and they're hiding the dead bodies of Big Pharma, because we don't know the true safety record of drugs until they've been on the market a few years. And the drug companies are supposed to conduct safety studies, and it's Dr. Ben Goldacre in Europe and also Dr. Peter Doshi at John Hopkins Medical Center, calling the drug industry to task. Why don't you open your closet and show us all your negative study? All the negative studies are being hidden. How many people have died from prescription drugs that never were safe? The FDA is giving them cover on this, and we don't really know, and the doctors don't know which drugs are the safest ones in a certain class. One drug might be safer than another. They're not telling us or the doctors what it is. The FDA running cover for Big Pharma.
A lot of doctors, of course, taking money from Big Pharma. They accept deals. They accept travel. I know there's some new laws that are going into effect this year that require them to be more open and admitting when they have a financial relationship with pharmaceutical companies. But there's still a heck of a lot of funny business that goes on. And you worked in that industry. You saw it, right?
I saw it all, certainly did. And it's going to be difficult for modern medicine to... They're limited to $9.95 pizzas now. You can anything under $10 you can give to a doctor. So, but if you buy them 100 $9.95 pizzas, that might be trouble. But you can go in and buy the office staff a pizza if it's under $10. But you know, it's just we've gotten to. You know, there was a doctor here who was on Medscape there where they teach other doctors. He says, "Are we influenced by industry? We certainly are." All of those little doctor bags, those little black bags with a stethoscope and all that, they were given to all the doctors by drug companies. It's what put the doctors in business. They certainly are. The question is, are there any ethics here? Are they disclosing everything and all of their interests? No. And are they hiding, well, in this case, the dead bodies because they're not showing us their negative studies? It is a misnomer to think these are FDA approved and better than a dietary supplement. That is certainly not the truth. If we had a chance to compete head to head with drugs, dietary supplements would win. My good friend Dave Stouter, who works at a health food store, has said if you had two doors and behind each door was some unlabeled pills and one behind door number one was all drugs and behind door number two were dietary supplements, and you had to take them, which door would you open and which pills would you take? Obviously, the safest ones from Mother Nature, the dietary supplements. We know the other ones are dangerous. So we just need to get the public convinced because 7 out of 10 people are taking drugs that deplete them of the very essential nutrients that they need. And this is going to be a big project. Somebody needs to lead the way just to understand all this. In the last month, European Heart Journal says that cholesterol and blood sugar and high blood pressure are not indicative. They're not risk factors for a sudden mortal heart attack. What is calcium in your arteries. It's calcium. It's not cholesterol. What did Big Pharma do in response to this? They want to increase the number of Americans on cholesterol drugs from 35 to 72 million Americans. If you have a 7.5% risk of having a heart attack in the next 10 years, you're going to be put on a cholesterol drug, whether you have high cholesterol or not. Now, it's been pointed out, if we do this, we're going to put 72 million Americans on these liver-toxic statin cholesterol-lowering drugs. In the next 10 years, we're going to have 2,104,000 additional cases of blinding cataracts, 165,000 cases of kidney failure, and 532,000 cases of liver dysfunction.
Wow.
I mean, it's just trading one disease for another.
Wow. Let's take a couple of calls on our wild card line. Sue in Rapid City, South Dakota. What's on your mind, Sue?
This is really an excellent program, and I certainly am glad that you have him on. And hi, George. I've never called you before.
Thank
you for taking the call.
Sure.
I think, several questions in here. Okay, we know that there are GMOs, right?
We do.
Yep, and that takes care of a lot of nutrient value that we get from food.
One of the interesting things about genetically modified crops is that we see that the insects and the rodents don't go in those fields. You wonder why. There's no nutrients there.
And that's why we're losing birds and butterflies and maybe bees. They don't know for sure. But it's creating, and that's why it will be genocidal if we continue eating GMOs. Plus, they have also, Monsanto has produced terminal seeds. so that if you plant those next to a garden that has good seeds, because let's face it, the shadow government, the Illuminatis and Bilderbergs, have taken the good seeds, they stored them in the Arctic Ocean, then they moved them when the big, huge complex underground in Switzerland was built, and they've stored all the good seeds there for the vase.
They have, but do you have a question for me?
Yeah, Sue, we're going to have to move on here. So
yes, I want to know how, what labels of vitamins do we get? How do we know that those aren't also GMOs at this point?
Yes, some of them have a source. For instance, vitamin C is actually made from corn. Vitamin C is like a sugar-like molecule. So it's made from corn, and we'd like to know it's not made from GMO corn. It's very difficult to know all that. So it's important that you get a hold of your suppliers. I like to buy from more major brands, and then you can get a better chance at getting something that you know they're following good manufacturing practices and that they're doing all this. And most of the companies are. There's a few renegades, and they're being cleaned up. And, of course, we see some outrageous advertising on the Internet. That's Google that's supposed to be cleaning that up, and unfortunately they don't do it, and they're allowing the advertisers on. So, but nonetheless, GMO, you know, we need more food in a world that's growing in population. So I understand the effort, but one company is kind of trying to make it, manipulate it all for themselves and make it so that farmers can't make a living either. So we don't want this, and we want nutritious food, and we certainly want supplements that are free and available to us. If we go to New York, where a lot of people come in, that's a port of entry in the United States, and you go in a health food store, you'll see every day people from Europe buying dietary supplements because they don't have the freedom like we do here. We need to maintain the freedom to dietary supplements, not make them drugs, which is what the effort of the FDA and Big Pharma is. They are dietary supplements. They are like foods, and certainly we want to keep access to them.
Thank you, Sue. Richard in Long Island, Wild Card Line. Hi, Richard.
How are you doing? Hi, doctor. What's your first name, doctor?
It's not a doctor. It's Bill Sardi.
I know that. I know you. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
What's your first name?
Bill Sardi.
Yeah, Bill. My name's Rich. I deal with a, I'm not going to mention the name, I deal with a large vitamin company down in southern Florida and at Fort Lauderdale. You know the one I'm talking about?
Okay.
Initials are L-E.
And how can I help you?
Okay. They have a, because when you said this about the garlic, I looked at my garlic pills. I have something that's called, I have it written down here. They wrote, here it is. It's called Optimized Garlic. And right on the label, it says standardized garlic capsules, 10,000 parts per million allicin. And then
right.
It says potential after that.
Right. Allicin potential means that you could potentially get that. And if you test that in water, certainly it'll make 10,000. I don't know where they get the units, because it should be micrograms or milligrams.
Well, on the back it says allicin sativum extract bulb.
Right, right. What this is they're testing it in water. Now, if you go test that in vinegar, which is acetic acid that simulates your stomach acid, it will not make any allicin, which is the key ingredient. And listen, all garlic pills are good for you. You're going to get some sulfur and some selenium and so on. You need this allicin guy. He's the one that kills all the bugs. He's the one that breaks up the blood clots, lowers the cholesterol, kills the cancer cells, all of that stuff. And, you know, allicin counters high fructose corn syrup. It goes after heavy metals. It is the antidote to pesticides, insecticides, radiation. The list goes on. You just got to figure out how to get him. There's none of it in a fresh clove till you crush it. Now you've got it. How do you get it down? I think the answer is these people that have a way of buffering it so it's not pungent, and it opens up in the area around the capsule is alkaline, and it negates the stomach acid just long enough, 9 seconds, and it makes real allicin. They've tested it in humans. You can go to my website, BillSardiShow.com. or healthandwealthshow.com, and within the hour, they'll have this whiteboard presentation I've done. Up there, you can get a little better idea about this. But allicin is the molecule that's going to save Western civilization, and they haven't got a drug molecule like this, and you don't need it by prescription, and it costs pennies. These garlic powder should cost almost nothing. They make tons of it. So it's not something expensive. Everybody needs to find something that's under 10 bucks and use it every day, because we don't have any money anymore. We're certainly all aware of that.
Richard, thank you for the call. East of the Rockies, Joseph in Pennsylvania. How you doing?
Oh, hi. I munch on garlic all the time. The only thing I have is quality. The stronger it is, you know, the raunchier it tastes, the better it is.
That's where you get me, Allison. That's true.
All right. The question I have, though, nobody comments on this anymore. What about the ginseng root? That have been popular a while. You can get that. I know
ginseng root is an adaptogen. It's very good. It's excellent for blood pressure. It's called the poor man's Viagra. It has a Viagra action to it. You need about 3 grams or 3,000 milligrams. You want to get the Panax or red Korean ginseng. It's the same thing, Panax ginseng. And there's some contaminants in some of it, so you want to make sure you're getting it from a good source. But by and large, ginseng's wonderful. You need quite a few grams of it, 3 grams, and that means quite a few of the pills. But by the way, if you're a garlic fan and you're cooking it, you destroyed the Allison. Nothing wrong. Get garlic in your diet. Use garlic powder. These are all good things. But if you want that Allison molecule, heating it will destroy it. So it's a temperamental little molecule. Only lasts a couple hours after you crush a garlic clove. So learn about how to get Allison. You'll save your life doing it.
Okay. Thank you, Joseph. Try to get one more quick one in. West of the Rockies, Daniel in Hawaii. Hi, Daniel. Better make it a quick one.
Okay. Thank you very much, George.
Sure.
I have COPD very bad.
COPD, the number one natural molecule against chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is resveratrol, the red wine molecule. They're studying it like crazy. And that's what you need to look into. You can also get a hold of me and ask questions on those kind of subjects, healthandwealthshow.com or billsardyshow.com. And the answer is resveratrol, the red wine molecule. By the way, that could be the answer for most of the questions on this show, as that molecule happens to have very broad activity biologically and addresses almost every disease on the planet.
Daniel, thank you. And you can contact Bill through the website he mentioned. In fact, the last time Bill was here, you got thousands of emails, and you answered all of them, right?
We answered all of them. Took us days. We got 2,700 emails and phone calls. We welcome all of them. By the way, we answer without commercial interest, and we're here to just help your audience. We're thankful that we do get invited here time to time. Want to be a good citizen and serve the people at Coast to Coast. And if you would like your vitamin supplements analyzed, just go to vitaminsupplementanalyzer.com. It's all free. There's no strings attached. They'll send you back a code, and all the Coast to Coast people get in for free. And you can see whether your multivitamin, how it ranks. Just put your ingredients in there. It'll rank it for you, 0 to 100. And you can put all your whole regimen in there. You can get a hold of me, and we try to answer questions for people without commercial interest.
We talked about resveratrol when you were here last time and its effectiveness dealing with macular degeneration and how eye doctors had ignored it. When you hear the music, by the way, Bill, it means we're out of time.
I understand.
You said it's being studied all over. Is it being studied here, or is that somewhere else around the world?
Only here. The resveratrol, one particular brand I formulated, was selected by the Veterans Hospital in North Chicago for wet macular degeneration. It receded the abnormal blood vessels in the back of the eye. 15,000 people a year, their medicines don't work. And, of course, we appealed to the FDA. Our appeal didn't stick. And modern medicine's ignoring this. They have a wonderful medicine they injected in the eye with a needle. We had an oral pill. You didn't need the needles. And it was the first 16 of 17 patients treated. Their vision improved. Modern ophthalmology is ignoring all this, protecting their incomes. A $3 billion drug is being protected. And, of course, they're protecting their incomes and letting 15,000 people go blind every year. So a regular resveratrol pill, I'll warn everyone, doesn't work. The Longevinix pill, I know I'm commercially involved, but this was already studied and tested, and it works 6 times better. So don't risk your vision with something that's totally untried. But
Bill Sardi, thanks for being here. And if you have questions for Bill, you can check out his website. We'll have you again, Bill, sometime. Thank you for being here. Joe McMonagle joins me in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us for much more Coast to Coast AM.